Mishnah Zayin. Earlier on in the Perek, the Mishnah told us that the second cup of wine was poured before the stage of Magid begins. And at the end of the stage of Magid, after we've said the first half of Hallel, that cup of wine is drank. Now the Mishnah skips out the next couple of stages, and that is washing one's hands, Rochza, and then eating the Matzah, and the Morar. And then after that, after the meal is eaten, they would pour for the leader of the Seder, or for everybody like the custom is now. And that third cup of wine was used, Mavorach HaMazonai, that was used for Birkas HaMazon, for benching. And then immediately after benching, Rvi'i, the fourth cup of wine is poured, and Gomer Olav HaHalel, they would finish, they would say the second half of Hallel. This second half of Hallel is less related to Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, it's more related to the future Ge'ula, the future redemption from the current exile. And at the end of Hallel, the Omer Olav Birkas HaShir, we say over the Hallel, at the end of Hallel, the bracha of the song. Now, which bracha is this referring to? So there's machlokes in the Gemara. Some say it's talking about the prayer of Nishmas Kol Chai, which we say at the end of Pesukei Dezimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Others explain that it is referring to the regular bracha at the end of Hallel, Yehallelucha. Be it as it may, after he has finished Hallel with that bracha, he then drinks the last cup of wine. Says the Mishnah, Ben Akosis Halolu. Between these cups, now what exactly is that referring to? So it means between the first two cups, which we discussed before this Mishnah, and the last two cups, which we discussed in this Mishnah, so between the second and third cup, in Reitzel Ishtes Yishteh. If one wants to drink more wine, then he is allowed to do so, since that would be drank together with the food, so it's less likely that one would come drunk, and so it is permitted to do so. However, Ben Shlishi Rvi'i, between the third and fourth cup, after one has recited Birkas HaMazon and he's no longer eating, so now there is more of a concern that he'll become drunk if he drinks more wine, and therefore Lo Yishteh, he may not drink any more wine, because if he does become drunk, then he won't necessarily complete the entire Seder, and so he cannot drink between the third and fourth cup. There is a discussion as to whether one may drink between the first and second cup. That is a subject of debate.